Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
For joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we are sitting down with author Angel Dominique. She is the author of Poke the Bear, Time to Awaken Out of Sleep. Now, I don't know about you, but that's an awesome title. You can find that book at pokethebear.org. It is a dynamic resource that speaks to the issue of Christians who bear the name but are not playing the game. The author unleashes the truth on why many Christians are far from being Christ-like, but that's not all. She also underscores the importance of true repentance and steps believers can take to overcome a life of defeat. You can definitely find her on Facebook, and that would be facebook.com/angel.dominique. If you're listening to this on the enhanced version, you see that the link is there. Simply click on it and it will take you directly to that page. If not, highlight it, right click, and you can go that way. She's also on Twitter at, and it's @AturninMyBelly, and that says at a turn in my belly. You can find her on YouTube, of course, as well. Today's commercials break is brought to you by Vincent Yu with Help Santa Expand. You can visit his Indiegogo page to help with this quite interesting project that he has going on that's going to help Santa with his duties. Your music today is brought to you by David Vathers. The song being featured today is entitled The Cross. You can visit David at David Vathers, that's D-A-V-I-D, V as in Victor, A-T-E-R-S.com. He, too, is on Twitter at David Vathers Now and Facebook at David Vathers Album. Alrighty, so today we are speaking with Angel about this wonderful book that I am excited to share with you guys because it is on pre-order. So let me tell you a little bit more about Angel herself. Angel was born in San Francisco, who in her early 20s discovered a love for writing and ministry. She currently lives in Sacramento, and she loves to minister to God's people who are incarcerated about the good news of Jesus Christ to bring love, hope, and encouragement by having faith in God. She has counseled many people who are desperately seeking healing mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. She also carries a certification for alcohol and drug counseling. She has a sincere heart for God's movement and accepts the calling of being one of God's ambassadors. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love, which I absolutely love that scripture. So without any further ado, let's bring on Miss Angel. Hello, hello. How are you? Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, I am doing great. I am doing great. And Dr. Angela, I just want to say it is an honor to be on your show. I've heard so many great things about your show. I was listening to an interview you had on the podcast the other day. I enjoyed it. And I'm just happy to be here. So thank you so much.
Thank you for being able to come on, you know, and that really does warm my heart, and I appreciate that because that lets me know that, and you know how it goes in ministry, that what you're doing is making a difference and that people are receiving it the way in which you intended, and that's just to continue to spread the message of God's hope, His love, His mercy, His grace, and this to encourage people and empower them to just keep on going. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. With that being said, I always like to ask my authors, who are they? Because I know that we put who we are on the back of our books or on the inside of the flap, and we're only allowed so many characters to really do that. So just, I'll say woman to woman, how would you explain who is Angel, and how do you like sharing yourself with the public?
You know, when I think about who I am, I kind of look at it as a hidden, because God's people, because there's a lot of people that are running around saying, I love the Lord, I'm a Christian, but these particular people, they're very unsupportive. Even when I had sold my first book, more unbelievers bought my book than the believers. Can you believe that? and I was like, Lord, why is it that our own people don't even support us, you know? Mm-hmm. But God is teaching me, and I'm that person that is an ambassador for my Sacramento area. See, God puts us in the area that we're supposed to minister to, and some people are always looking for somebody else to raise them up, but God has already put you where He wants you for this season. So in Sacramento, being here and saying I'm an ambassador here, it's because I go into the jails, in the main jail in Sacramento. I go to the Elk Grove Jail, and I also go to another jail in Woodland, California. And I'm there, and the Lord tells me, you're here to lift up my leaders. And people would say, Angel, really? These are people who are incarcerated. Those are God's people. You know, there might be a prophet with his pants hanging down selling drugs right now as we speak. God says, my people will awaken out of sleep and end time. So they're lost right now. So we're looking up to these leaders that are not even in their rightful places. These are figureheads. You know, and then we have, you know, some people that are in their place. But God is telling us, I want you to go out and get my people. You know, so we're going into these places that, you know, people, when I talked, like, I was at the jail, actually, Thursday, about 15 ladies came out, and I told them, I said, you know what, you guys are leaders. I said, there's no big me, no little you. We're all leaders. We're just at different times in our life. We're on different parts of our journey. And they look at me like, are you serious? I'm in jail. I'm doing 5 years. I have another lady saying, I lost my kids. God is not thinking about what you did yesterday. He's thinking about what you want to be today. So when these ladies, you know, when these ladies repent, hey, Dr. Angela, these ladies are doing their time. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us, you know, we didn't get caught. We ain't doing our time.
You know, and it's so like, funny that you say that, because God has historically, when we look at the various people that were used throughout biblical history, no one was perfect. You know, like everyone had a thing that they did, be it that they were impatient, they were hot-headed, they were hard-headed, they had tunnel vision, you know, they liked women, you know, whatever it was, and I think it was somebody else's woman. You know, it's certain things that when we listen to the stories, right, and we learn from the examples, everyone had their human characteristics, and not one of them was absolutely positively perfect until Jesus came along. Yeah. So we can't use that as the excuse. Mm-hmm. God does use imperfect people to do these miraculous things in life, you know? So you know what, ladies? And I know that there's someone who's going to be able to listen to this, and you know that Angel is talking to me today, and you may still be behind bars. I love that she's coming, and she's talking to you, because you could be a leader to the young lady who's coming in tomorrow, just to tell her
Amen.
To not be afraid, just to keep the faith,
Come on.
And that it is going to be okay. And when you get out, you're going to remember when Angel came and visited you. And boy, is that going to empower you to make sure that not only you don't go back, but that the ladies in your community don't go in the first place. I'm telling you, awesome, awesome things are going to happen. I'm getting like these little tingles, these little chills here. I know that you are doing
Amen.
Awesome, awesome things, Angel. But we have to take a break, listeners. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Poke the Bear, Time to Awaken Out of Sleep. Love that title. We'll be back right after this. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am Dr. Angela. You were listening to music by David Vathers. The name of that song is The Cross. And if you didn't know, Christian music comes in all genres, in all shapes, styles, and it just ministers to our hearts in different ways. If you would like to pick up a copy of his song, simply visit the website to download yours now. Now, speaking of ministering to our souls, now, as an author, I absolutely positively love books. I love having people on that write books. So I want to make sure that we now spend some time with your book. Tell me about Poke the Bear. How did you come up with that awesome title and the concept of this book?
Okay. It's funny because my best friend, we both minister, but we both have two different ways of ministering. She's more kind of goes around the corner, and I like to get to the heart of things. And she always tells me, you need to settle down. You know, don't poke the bear, don't poke the bear. Because sometimes when you tell somebody the mm-hmm. truth, it hurts. Mm-hmm. It hurts. Mm-hmm. So in this book, you know, you will get poked once in a while. I've gotten poked, even writing things that I have issues with, that I have to deal mm-hmm. with. Because mm-hmm. we're always in this body. Yes, we are always going to have a sin nature. But we're always, like Paul says, we always want to finish our race. We want to continue not only walking in the Spirit, and having the gifts of the Spirit, but we also have to have the fruits of the Spirit, the love, joy, yeah. and peace. And sometimes, like you were saying, sometimes people are angry. You know, they're maybe they're not so patient, but you love God. But these are things we're working on in our walk. So what I love about Poke the Bear is it kind of talks about, perfect example, we see people a lot, I'm going to get baptized. I received the Lord. Let's say they were a prostitute, okay? They get baptized as a prostitute, and they come back a prostitute, and there's no change. And people say, you're baptized? And that's why people don't want to be Christians, because they're like, you're a Christian, really? And they're like, and you do this, and the word says this? A lot of people are not taking Christianity seriously because the person that got baptized, and they're living the same walk, they're back in jail again for the fifth time. And I talked to them about, you know, their walk with the Lord. And Dr. Angela, 9 times out of 10, I get the same thing. If you tell somebody, you know what, honey, you got to change the type of people you're around or this, you know, or you're not even married to this man, the first thing they tell you is, well, we're not under law anymore. We're under grace. Hello? Hello, somebody? this book, Poke the Bear, will help believers and non-believers clearly understand what living under grace really means. Mm-hmm. Because if you think you could just say to God that I repent with no conviction and no converting your heart to change your ways and continue walking that same lifestyle, there's not going to be a change. But a lot of churches don't teach that. When you go to church, they're saying, praise the Lord, God loves everybody, you're going to be prosperous, you know, keep the faith, give it to God. But he doesn't. But they don't talk about John 15:16, where God says, you know, I choose you so you can, you know, bear good fruit, which means follow my commands. And then when you pray, I will hear you. Okay? So there's a lot of people running around here saying they're Christians. They don't understand the true doctrine. But I'm going to tell you right now, Dr. Angela, if they read this book, they're going to get every facet that they need to know about what is it really living under grace for the Lord. And that takes you back to Titus 2:11. In Titus 2:11, it tells you what grace is for. Grace is for us to put out our old self and to live Christ-like. Not a place for you to continue sin, but say, guess what? Jesus died for me anyway, so I can just continue, you know, stealing. Mm-hmm. I can continue killing. No. So what I love about the book, it's a really fun book to read because it explains everything. It's all scriptural. It even has, if you want to read the Bible in a year, it has that in the back of the book. It also talks about where these Israelites, these so-called Israelites went. Mm-hmm. You know the 12 tribes we always talk about? Mm-hmm. They act like they're gone. But where's the descendants? And how'd they get in the four corners of the earth, right? Yeah. So when you get into the book, it also breaks down, you know, where are some of these Israelites, how some of them came on the transatlantic slave trade. It talks about it in history as well as biblical prophecies. Just a beautiful book. What Jesus really looked like. You know, when was his birthday for real? It's an awesome book.
I'm totally loving it because the truth needs to be told. And so many times people get offended when you tell the truth. And I say, you know, if you want to be empowered, if you want to be enlightened, if you want to be set free, then you have to let his story go and start to accept the truth and the facts of the matter, because they're staring us in the face, but we've been taught to look past them, to look through them, to look around them, and not to truly look at the truth that is standing in front of our very faces. So I'm totally, we're not going to do any more spoiler alerts for those of you that's like, I ordered it, don't talk about it. Don't worry. She's not going to give you any spoiler alerts, but let me tell you, it is going to be something quite wonderful. You don't talk about this subject matter very flippantly. You don't just kind of, you know, tag it and run. Once you get started, you're going to want to know more, and it will truly, truly help you understand some of those blockages that you may be having. This is going to help kind of unblock that, and it gives you a different perspective. And listeners, you know, I'm always talking about, how can we change our perspective? How can we have a mind shift about our mindset in order to understand what is truth? And to get out of that rut and get where we're supposed to be, God really and truly has a purpose and a path for your life, and we've got to learn to walk that path and walk in our purpose so that we can do what we're supposed to do. Well, listeners, we have to take another short break. But when we get back, we're going to continue talking about this wonderful book that you can get in pre-order, Poke the Bear, Time to Awaken Out of Sleep. We'll be back right after this.
Christmas morning, then you will quickly see what this campaign is all about. Whether they receive a pencil set or a puppy, the look of magic and excitement is the same. Just the thought that Santa came just for them is enough to bubble them over with joy till next year, until the magic happens again. But what if they didn't have to wait until Christmas next year? What if Santa, who make time to come just once more to brighten their year. We think we can make this possible, and so does Santa. He has decided to open up a second year-round headquarters, where he will be sending birthday presents to kids all over the world. But before he can open his doors, he needs to make sure he has enough helpers on board, and that is why I'm here today. I want to tell you a little bit about Santa's new headquarters, our mission, and of course, who we are. So what do I need from you? I need you to take a look at this campaign and see if you can get behind us and support Santa's new office. We think it is a pretty magical idea, but without your support, we are just a few businessmen hanging out with Santa and a bunch of toys. Doesn't sound like much fun. So please get involved and donate today. As part of your donation, you will be the first to choose where Santa's first birthday stops are going to be. And the rest is magic. So I thank you again for watching this video and checking out our site. I encourage you to donate today and give a child a delightful surprise on their birthday this year. I think together we can make this a long-term solution for our future. We are devoted to spreading happiness amongst children all over the world.
If you would like to help with this project, please help Vincent Yu with Help Santa Expand. Visit Indiegogo.com. Help Santa Expand. And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. We are speaking with Angel Dominique about her new book, Poke the Bear, Time to Awaken Out of Sleep. And you can find her as well as her book at pokethebear.org. Now, I know that you were touching on such wonderful little points there, but I know that it is time for you to run. I want to make sure that folks are able to really find you and follow not only this book, but all of the projects that you have coming up. What are some of the best ways or the better way to get in contact with you, Angel?
Okay, the best way is just go to pokethebear.org. Everything is there, from my Facebook, from my YouTube channel, my email, my phone number, information about me, information about my first book, about the prison ministry. A matter of fact, if anybody has a heart to go in and do prison ministry and you're in Sacramento, LA area, just email me. Even if you're outside of the area, I can link you up with somebody that can help you to get involved. We have women that need good Christ walking in the spirit women to show them how do you live for Christ. So please email me if you do have a heart to serve in prison ministry.
Well, Angel, thank you so much for having a heart to help those who have been incarcerated and to help them release the shame, release the stigma, and know that they, too, are loved, that just because they happen to be incarcerated at this time, that God has not turned his face away from them. Thank you so much for doing that. And thanks for being on the show today.
Okay. And can I share one thing, Dr. Angela?
Of course. Sure.
Okay, I just wanted to, God has put this in my heart for some of the things I've been going through, but there's a lot of people that are probably listening who love the Lord, and they are have illness, a lot of grief, maybe sorrow, loss in the family, maybe they lost a loved one. You know, God says that for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his afflicted. And when you look up the word afflicted, it means illness and pain.
Mm-hmm.
He says his people will have those things. So don't feel that God don't love you. God says that, you know, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Mourn means to have deep sorrow and regret. Anybody that is having any kind of tribulation, when you look at the word tribulation, that means unhappiness, grief, sorrow, pain, agony. I mean, I just got diagnosed with breast cancer about 2 weeks ago. I'll be getting ready to go into surgery. I just found out. But you know what?
Okay.
The word still has to go forth. I still love my Father.
Yes.
He already died for my illnesses. I don't have to lay down because he already laid down everything for us already. But it takes a strong, you know, soul that knows their Lord to walk. So if anybody's listening that has any pain or illness or disease or sickness, God has already been it all. For all our sicknesses, all our illnesses, he will deliver us. All we have to do is stick with our saints, our people, get your support group together, and just trust in the Lord and cry out to him. And he said, you shall be saved. He says in Romans, I'll end with this, Romans 8:28, he says, and we know that in all things God works it for our good. He tells us to rejoice in our suffering, because that's when he's the closest with us, because we get to see the miracles. So just be encouraged, you know, and just, you know, continue to watch Dr. Angela's show. It's so enlightening. You're going to meet some nice people on here that's going to encourage us, whatever walk you're doing. Yeah. So I thank you for letting me be on your show, Dr. Angela.
There was an even bigger purpose, and let me tell you this, Angel. I am a breast cancer survivor. I am a 7-year breast cancer survivor.
So wow!
You know what? God heals, and I used to tell everyone that when I found out, I told them, I said, do not be distressed by this, because I am already healed. My body has to catch up to my faith. I claim the victory for breast cancer right at this moment. And I am living proof that, yes, he does heal. So I'm sorry that you were diagnosed with that, but that is just going to be yet another thing that you will have the victory over, and that mess will be another message that you can share, and you can encourage women that, yes, we have the victory over this as well.
Amen.
You were on the show today. Thank you so much. See, things happen the way that they are supposed to happen, because that is just something else that God wanted to say. Here's the before and here's the after. And you know, it is, absolutely Angel and Angela. That's right. We both are going to be breast cancer survivors. I claim that for you.
That's
right, now,
right,
sister. I sure do.
I receive it.
Thank you.
I receive it.
Listeners, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. And until next time, I'm going to leave you with the rest of the song, The Cross by David Bathers. And as always, may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. May you receive his grace and his mercy in all that you do. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If
we hadn't known your joy, salvation comes.